Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're looking at 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Temptation is not a sin. It's the giving in to that temptation, not able to stand under that pressures of the temptation. That's where the sin takes place, because Jesus himself was tempted 3 times. And Jesus overcame those temptations by, thus saith the word of God. And you know the stories there. But the thought is, in verse number 9, neither let us tempt Christ. Now, you get the picture. And notice again, I want to reemphasize verse number 8, some. Verse number 9, some of them. Verse number 10, some of them. Not all of them. Okay, big difference. Matter of fact, go back. This is really, I found this a couple weeks ago. I think I told you this. Go back in verse number 1. How that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized unto Moses, all ate the same spiritual meat, all drank the same spiritual rock, all of them. But verse number 5, but many. A big difference between many and all. Amen, preacher. And then we get the thing here in verse number 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's not all, it's some. Okay? Verse number 11. Now all these things happen unto them for in samples. The word in samples are types. The word means types or figures, or we use that word examples as more of the word that we would use. Examples, types, or figures. Learn from the Hebrew people. We need to learn. There are examples. We need to learn from them. Again, notice the list of sins that were listed in the previous verses. Idolatry. I missed verse number 6 was lust. There was lust. Idolatry. There was fornication. There was tempting of Christ. And there was murmuring. And then it says, remember these things, and they're written for our. And I underline the word our. You can't read my writing. It's like chicken scratch. But the word "our" is under. By the way, I wish I could do a computer so bad. One day when I have time, I'm going to sit down and learn how to do a computer. I'm writing all this out, and you see where I misspelled words and all this. And I said, if I had a computer, boop, boop, and I would have had this done. And that's probably why God don't give me the gift, because I take more time when I'm writing it out. Seeing y'all get on the computer and just. I ain't going to say another word, but it is a gift. It is a gift. But I underlined that word for our admonition. The word admonition means to put into mind, to exhort us, okay? Upon when the ends of the... Okay, what's the exhortation? Let me finish that verse. Upon they are written, and they are written for our admonition. What's our admonition? Upon whom the ends of the world are come. I love that. The believers know, we know what's at the end of the book. We know that ultimately we are going to be victorious. We are victorious now, but ultimately God gets the victory. And that's what he's saying here, that we have a greater responsibility and accountability than the Old Testament saints. The church at Corinth, and we at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church and other churches have a greater responsibility and accountability, because we have more. Where much is given, much is required. Here's the positive side of that. We know what's at the end of this book. We know about the new heavens and new earth, and we know all about the no more sin, no more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow. We know these things. And that's why he says it's given for our admonition. We can get through these things because the best is yet to come. Amen, preacher. And as David, which, sorry, David would say, all this and heaven too. Amen and amen. David, you still love me? He didn't say, he's thinking about it now. Verse number 12. Wherefore, that's a word you really got to pay close attention to. Wherefore, because of that. And here's that verse we read two or three times during Bible, just before Sunday school time, we started a lesson. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Well, you know, preachers, a list of sins, they would never happen to me. There's no way that those things could happen in my life. Take heed. There's an old Chinese proverb I learned when I was in Kenya, Africa, years ago. I learned, it's funny to learn a Chinese proverb while you're in Kenya, Africa. I learned this one years ago. He who flies not high falls not low. It's true, ain't it? It may not make sense to some of y'all. He who flies not high falls not low. Take heed. Let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he falls. Okay? In other words, let me give you this in Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And I have written down once again, these sins cannot happen to me. That's why he says, take heed, watch out, pay attention, it will get you. Mostly when you think it won't sneak up on you, that's when it'll get you, okay? Let me, I want to finish this. Verse number 13, I'll add a little bit more to this. Verse number 13. Now, the first part of that, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. What does that mean? That means you are not unique in your temptation. You're not the only one that's ever faced this problem or this temptation. It's common to man. Other people have faced the same problems. And the temptations, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, these other things. But the word temptation refers to a trial, a time of testing. There has no temptation, a time of testing, a time of trial. By the way, remember, I think it was Kyler who read that God tempts no man. Okay. It's ourselves, our lust that tempts us, okay? God tempts no man. In other words, he's not going to put anything in front of you that's going to tempt you to make you stumble. We do that ourselves, or Satan or one of his little minions to do that for us. But God tempts no man. Anyway, so I want to get that clear. There has no temptation taken you, but just is common to man. Temptation refers to a trial, a time of testing. Now, the word taken, no temptation has taken you, means to get control of. It's got a hold of you. When temptation controls a believer, it leads the believer to sin. It's not the temptation. It's when that temptation takes you. It grabs you, and then it leads you to the sin. Remember Joseph? This one just popped into my mind. Remember Joseph, and he's there in the house of Potiphar? And Potiphar's wife, am I thinking right, people? Yeah. Potiphar's wife had already come to him a couple times and trying to entice Joseph. And Joseph, no. And finally, Potiphar's wife grabbed him and basically, remember Mae West said, come here, big boy, or something like that. You remember that? I'm telling Mae. Y'all remember, you old people remember that. Come here. She grabbed him and he took off. She had his clothes or his jacket, if you will, took off and he tried to attack me, remember the story? But he ran. You need to run. Well, didn't go too well for him, did it? Preacher, he got thrown into prison. Yeah, but look at the end of it, of the story. How did that go? What men meant for evil, God means for good. Did I get that right? I think that's right. Okay. What did he say? No temptation has taken you. It's getting a hold of you. That is common to man. And here it is again, but God is faithful.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Sunday evening, April 13th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. Tribute Quartet will be with us April 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.